You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all the shows. We are now doing daily live streaming shows every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Anyone can watch. And we're hoping that you're all enjoying becoming Friends with Benefits members. Friends with Benefit members get so many things. You get priority treatment to your Q&As. You get access to full video and audio podcasts. You're getting five times the content we used to get before. We're doing weekly sex toy and product giveaways. So just check out the Friends with Benefits program and please support the show. We totally appreciate it. Don't we, Menace?
Yeah, we do. Are you a little tired today? You went on a date last night, right?
I did, yeah.
So what's going on?
Let's just get into it. It was good.
You were a little slow starting off. I was like, oh, maybe you were out last night.
I was out last night. I had a really good date.
Break it down.
We went to dinner at Serpentine, this good restaurant in San Francisco.
What did you eat?
I had, we split something. Salad and, I can't remember the other thing.
Wow. You can't even remember dinner from last night? Serious.
I was really into the date.
Were you wasted? Was there drinks before?
We had drinks.
Before?
No, during. We only had a glass of wine each, or maybe two. I got a little buzzed. I cannot drink that much. I had two glasses of wine, and I was a little buzzed.
What?
And he's really funny. He's handsome. He's cute. I like him. I like him.
So what happened? What were we conversating about?
So we had dinner. We conversated about we talked about like our lives. Like he grew up in another country, and so he talked about that with very different upbringings and his family, and we just got to know each other. And there was nothing. I was thinking I'll talk about it, but there was nothing. It was just a really good connection. And we're going to see each other again. Okay, you want me to break it down more?
Yeah.
So, yes, we had dinner. We didn't have dessert. The dinner was – we split an entree and an appetizer. I can't remember the entree, but it was really good. It was like chicken or something.
Okay, so whatever. After, what did you after?
Afterwards, we went back to my house.
Really?
Yeah. And we had fun.
What?
Kissed.
Yes?
Yep. And it was nice.
Do you know what I know what that sound is now.
What?
It's your water bottle.
Why does it make that noise?
I don't know. Because you got air in it. So I saved you for a second to gather your thoughts.
And yeah, we're going to see each other again.
What? That was it?
Yeah, it was really fun. He's cool. I mean, I don't know. There are no negatives. There's nothing that's like, oh, but he blah, blah, blah. He just seems really cool and cute.
So you guys
smart.
Kissed.
We kissed.
You kissed.
Uh-huh. And he's a really good kisser.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How long did this kissing session go on for?
A long time.
Yeah?
Yeah. A little bit. About an hour or so.
Yeah, was there, I mean.
Was there any like heavy petting, as my
mom
would say?
Yeah, were you just like standing up kissing or were you.
My mom always asked me if we were like heavy petting.
Yeah.
I guess that's a word.
Were you laying down and kissing?
We were.
Were you on top kissing? Was he on top kissing you?
I wasn't. He's a lot bigger than me. I was on top of him kissing him. He's cute. He's tall.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you, did you kiss any other part of his body?
No, I did not. I did not kiss his other parts of his body. I did not kiss his genitalia or anything like that. But, like, I might have kissed his neck because we know how sexy that is.
Did his wiener accidentally fall inside you?
No. Did I accidentally slip and fall on his penis?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Are you lying right now?
No, I'm not. I feel like I'm on the
Why are you shaking right now? Everybody look at the video podcast right now and tell me. Analyze the footage. Tell me if she's lying. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. Go to sexwithemily.com, leave a comment.
I don't sleep together on the first date.
Never?
Date. Never? Yes, I have. I try not to. It's a new practice I've implemented.
So you had dinner, had a glass of wine, didn't have dessert, didn't go do anything else, and then you just went home to your house and you kissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Likely effing story. But that's fine. Whatever. That's cool.
And I'm leaving town for – oh, I'm going to Michigan tomorrow for a week. I'll tell more. I mean, like, I'll tell more. When I just don't want to – I mean, that's what happened. It was – and he's like the – he's
– What?
He's really friggin' cute.
Okay.
Hot. Smart. Cool. Cool okay. dude. Yeah. So I'm going home to see my family in Michigan tomorrow
Boring.
For a week.
Do you have any reserves out in Michigan?
What do you mean?
Reserves, meaning like.
Do I have like dudes to hook up with in Michigan?
You can hang out with?
I don't have any dudes in Michigan that I hook up with.
I bet you flaunt around. You go flaunt around to all the dudes that are married now that you used to go to high school with.
Totally.
And say how much their wives suck and we should hang out. Totally.
No, I don't do that. I'm not trying to be any break up any marriages. But I don't actually see that many friends when I go to Michigan because it's like all about the family. I've got three nieces, my brother, his wife, my mom, my stepdad. Like we got tons of just family and it's all about the family. And my brother has this amazing lake house and we go and we go on the boat and we drink and we – party and it's fun.
So is the guy from last night going to come out to Michigan?
Oh yeah,
and hang
he's
out?
Flying to Michigan to meet my family.
He should.
I told you yesterday my family band put a moratorium on meeting any guys I date forever. So no, he's not coming to Michigan. That'd be a little premature. But yeah, no, this guy's good. We'll see.
Are you in love?
No.
Did you say you loved him?
Yeah, I told him I was madly in love with him, and I asked him. I played around with my last name and his last name. My name and his last name. Just kidding.
Did you give him a hand job?
No. I don't give hand jobs right away, and I don't give them to everyone. But when I do, it blows their mind.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God.
Okay.
What'd you do last night?
Last night, I made spaghetti and I watched TV
with your roommate.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I slept. That's
awesome.
About it.
That's awesome.
Nothing.
When
riveting.
Does this roommate move out so you can start having sex again?
Hopefully
soon. Did you
say
soon. She was
going to soon? I think.
You are having sex with your roommate, so
less than a month.
How many times have you slept together?
I don't know.
In the last month that she's lived, 3 months she's living with you. Once a week?
I can probably count it on my hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, probably like
both
five
hands?
Times.
Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. And will you miss me? We'll miss us. We still have shows coming on. Even though we're not here today, we pre-recorded some shows.
I'm really excited for tomorrow's show with the interns.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow's show is
amazing.
It's going to
be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I know. You want to grill me more. What?
I want to grill you more, but no, it's fine. You're not going to say anything yet.
I'm just saying
you better next week.
Okay, next week.
Can I tell you what I like about him?
Let me tell you what I like. Is that he has not played any games with me, and he's been like, I already got a text from him this morning that was like, that was super fun last night. So great to see you. Like,
he shouldn't have done that.
No, he should have done that. I agree. I know what you're saying, that some women are like.
No. I'm just saying you. He shouldn't let him.
What I'm saying is I love that.
I'm just kidding.
I love that I know that he likes me.
That's where things go wrong with you in relationships. Once the guy starts liking you, you're on to the next one.
That's not true, Menace. That's not true. Maybe years ago. But I think I'm at a different stage now where he's so into me, so I'm not into him. Like, that's just immature, and that's not where I'm at.
I can't wait if this guy asks for you to be his girlfriend.
Oh, God.
I can't wait. I'm going to see what the It could happen. You only hung out with this guy one time.
I mean, it could.
Whoa, something's weird.
No,
you
nothing's
really,
weird.
Really
it
like
could,
this guy.
No,
oh,
it could. It could totally happen. But
this is so.
I don't think it's happening anytime soon.
Right now.
What do you mean? Why?
I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying.
Moving so fast for you.
You're I'm moving not moving in fast. Together. We're moving in. Well, when we move in together next week. No, he just broke up with someone. I guess he was living with her.
Oh, so you're a rebound?
I'm a rebound chick, maybe. Maybe I'm just a rebound chick. Maybe he doesn't like me at all, and he's just sending me texts. But what I'm saying is, this is a lesson for men that, like, don't play games. I think that Menace plays games with girls, and he thinks it works.
No, I don't.
But I just think that you should just be honest.
And
be like, he's like, I had a great time. Like, what did he say? Like, great time, XO. He did XO, which I thought was cute.
I don't play games. I just don't share too much.
He said, what do you mean you don't share too much?
I don't share too much. That's the key.
He said that was real fun. Thanks.
Because if you share too much, you're like, oh, you know, women, they want to know everything. Open up and tell them. And you do that and then they get scared off. Like you have to break it. Yeah.
It's like a little like it's like you got right. If he was like sending me like.
So it's not like I'm playing games. I'm just like withholding information.
Right. Withholding information about how you feel.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you have to put it down on a timeline.
Right.
Or they'll freak out.
Right.
And then run away.
Okay. But I think this one is working out. And then tonight, I mean, we'll see.
And then tonight, you got another date?
No, well, I did, but I canceled. Okay, so here's the deal. I had a date. Remember the guy who I went out with his mom on a date?
Yeah.
Who I really liked. He lived in L.A.
Fun.
So much fun with the mom. I thought you get to meet the mom because the mom, I always say you have to look how a man treats his mom and that's how he's going to treat you.
Yeah.
He treated his mom very well and the mom was awesome. So we went on a date to the museum like a month ago and he lives in LA. So he emailed me like 2 weeks ago. He called me. He's like, I'm going to be in San Francisco Wednesday night, whatever the date is today, June 29th. And I said, well, I'm leaving Thursday, June 30th, and we made plans for tonight. And then I'm like, but I have to warn you, before I go out of town, I have this crazy weird ritual of, like, I stay up all night, I get ready, I have so much work to do, and I get everything done. And it's just, like, my Emily thing. Like, I leave town, I clean my house, because I like coming back to it pristine. Like, I just have this thing. And I'm like, the night before I leave, I like to do, because I'm leaving for a week or 5-6 days. So anyway, he's like, well, you have 2 weeks to prepare for
that.
He thinks
that's bullshit. He thinks that's totally
so I told him. So that's a really good point. He thought I was lying.
Yeah.
So he thought that I didn't want to see him. And I said, I want to reinforce to you and let you know that I've had a really good time on our date and I really want to see you again.
And I have a date the night before and I don't have time to plan.
No. I didn't know that I had the date last night until yesterday afternoon.
I was messing with you.
I know you are, honey. So I said, I cancel it. So he left me a message. So we had plans. And then he left me a message yesterday, 2 days ago, and said, hey, so are we still on for Wednesday? If not, I'm going to come Thursday. So he gave me an out. So I was like, you know what, dude? It's super busy. Can we just do it when you get back? Like, we'll meet up another time in LA or wherever when you come here.
Oh, dude.
Dude, so I canceled. Yeah, but why should I, like, just because he happens to be in town, I'm going to rearrange my whole Wednesday night craziness? Yeah, I love packing and getting – I hate packing.
Yeah, but the guy that you hung out with today probably come over again today anyway.
I don't think so. I don't think – no, it's slow, so slow. Not going to come over. No, it's moving slow. I got to watch my porn TV box tonight.
I know.
I'm going to miss it.
What category are you going to – you can. You can watch it on the computer, remember?
Oh, right. I can watch on the computer. We're talking about Fire TV, which I've been talking about a lot. F-Y-R-E TV. It's porn. It's you got to get your porn on. It's like the Netflix of porn. It's crazy.
It literally is set up just like Netflix, but it's all porn.
Exactly. You can sort by categories, by winners, by AVN winner, you know, who won certain awards, like best – what are they called? Cum best shots or whatever?
Facials.
Facials. Yeah.
But they do say cum
cool
shots.
They do. Like best – what do they call it, though, officially?
Anal.
Yeah. It's really it's like I'm blown away.
Amateur.
I'm so honored to have this TV box. So I'm going to do that.
What's your favorite category?
I like the threesomes. I like girl and girl. I'm such a chick.
Yeah.
And I like some of the gay porn. It's hot.
When I set it up, the first thing we started playing, and it was two girls in a blow-up pool that were totally lubed up, remember? And then this chick, she had what was a – clear plastic, like, dildo or something like that.
Right.
And she was sticking it in her anus.
Right. She was.
It was really classy.
That was really classy and really fun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that. And then tonight I'm actually going to this really cool – they asked me – I don't know if you remember this, Menace, but like 4 years ago on the show when we were live, I had these guests that call themselves orgasmic monks. They're like meditation. Do you remember this? There's a place in San Francisco called One Taste SF. I don't think people live there anymore, but they teach this very, very specific form of masturbation. And the woman wrote this book called Slow Sex, Nicole Dadone, and I'm interviewing her tonight at her opening. It's The Art and Craft of the Female Orgasm.
Yeah.
Increase pleasure, deepen intimacy through the practice of orgasmic meditation. So I'm going to go learn more about that tonight.
Oh, so you can go on a date with the other guy, but you can do a masturbating monk.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd rather do that. It's for an hour. But I'd rather do that than go out with this other guy because when you're going on a date, I got to get dressed up. I'm going to be out late. I got to
pack.
And
you don't want to cheat on the new guy.
He's not my boyfriend. He's not my boyfriend. No. It's not about that. It's not about that at all. Not about that at all.
I know. I'm just playing. You're just not into that guy.
What are you going to do? Which guy? The LA guy?
Yeah.
I only met him once. Mm. I don't know. What are you doing on 4th of July weekend?
4th of July weekend, I have
to
go.
It's a holiday, like practically, like in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I have to go to a concert on Saturday, and this is an all-day festival concert. It's called the Warped Tour. And then Sunday, they asked me if I could be on the radio, so of course I say yes. And then Monday, I'll have the whole day off. And
oh, that's good. When are we going to see
champagne or something.
Oh, good. When are we going to see the Bengals again?
The Bengals the 15th. If you'll take the car trip with me. It's the Bengals and
Rick Springfield?
Rick Springfield.
Dude, I'm so there.
All right.
Where's the car trip? How far is it? San Jose?
It's at Cache Creek. It's at an Indian casino.
I love it. I've never been to Cache Creek. I want to go past Sacramento. Okay, so we go. Okay, we'll do it. If you want to take me.
I'll take you.
If you don't, you might want to take someone else. Like, I don't know.
No.
But I know every word to every Bengals song.
Yeah, it's just me and my buddies. We're going to go and just get wasted and –
Okay, cool. Oh, so you have other buddies going too?
Just one of my buddies, yeah.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Okay, so we have got to be reading. We will be reading some of your emails today that you sent to either feedback@sexwithemily.com or you can just do it for the Ask Emily button on the website. Topics include better oral sex, low sex drive, how to best to deal with jealousy, and strip clubs. We'll also be talking about beginner tips for role playing and how it can enhance your sex life today. And I've got to give some results of the poll, the most recent poll on our website. Have you ever thought about a sexual act with a person of the same sex? So 0% said I'm gay. So yes. So we don't have a lot of gay listeners who voted on this. 4% said I only fantasize about the same sex during masturbation. 20% said I'm straight, but I have fantasized about the same sex. 76% said no, I never think about the same sex partners.
Yeah, and I don't.
You don't?
No.
Because you're a dude. I bet you mostly dudes voted on this because I think a lot of women think about other women.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I've had gay buddies that had sex with, you know, women before, and then they will say, like, oh, this woman's hot. I actually hung out with a guy that I used to work with, and we were out one night, and he just spotted this girl, and he was like, I think I would change for this girl.
Like, I would become straight?
Yeah, for this girl. Like, he fell in love with one girl.
That happens
a lot.
She wasn't into him.
Yeah, she wasn't into him.
But I've always had gay guys say, like, you can make me straight, baby.
Really?
Like, yeah,
no way.
I swear to God. They're messing with me. They weren't really going to, like, turn in their gay card, but they were.
I can just imagine, like, a hyper gay guy and you together. Like,
why?
It would be, the energy would just probably make the room explode.
Because I have a lot of exuberance.
Yeah. I can just imagine you two together. And drunk, you would be talking a mile a minute.
I know. I'm a fun drunk. Okay. Right. Okay. So what's your take on sex toys? This is our latest fan, our latest poll. Not a fan, number one.
Our latest fan poll.
It's our latest fan poll. Not a fan. I tolerate them for my partner. I like them, but not all the time. I love them. What's your take on sex toys? So go vote, sexwithemily.com.
I vote I love them.
You don't even love them. You don't even like them. You don't even know them. Seriously. Okay.
I know that they hold up your bed.
What?
You always say that's where you store them, under
your
bed.
Under my bed, I do.
You probably have like 500.
And I have a friend staying at my house over the weekend when I go. So I have to like sex toy proof.
Who's staying
my
at your house over the weekend?
My friend Charlotte with the dog, my new dog. I changed her name to Dixie.
God. Not the dog.
Are you joining me, the
already.
Dog? Okay, sorry. I'm not going to be obsessed and putting pictures of her on my phone.
No,
okay,
no, no.
Maybe. Here's one. Do you want to see it?
Okay. I don't even want to see the dog.
Okay, the Dixie.
Because the dog's not going to be around that long.
What do you mean I'm going to lose a dog? I'm not a dog.
Wait, was the dog there when the guy was there?
No, the dog is at the beach right now.
I would look out.
It takes a village. All my friends are going to be watching the dog for me. You don't need to worry. I've got tons of friends who are like in love with her already and are going to take care of the dog.
So when next time you need me to hook up something at your house, you're going to make a call and have the dog leave before I get there.
Why? Right? You don't like dogs?
No, I love dogs, but I can just imagine like a dog running around your hardwood floor, okay? With you with like 9-inch heels on and like the noise is just going to drive me effing insane while I'm trying to hook up some electronic device that you want me to do.
Oh, I do need your help with something.
Oh,
we'll talk about it offline. But I need to talk to you about cable.
All right.
Okay. Should we get in some emails?
Yeah, go for
Perfect.
It. I did work for the cable company.
You
before,
did?
A long
That's
time
so
ago.
Hot.
Yeah.
Are you the cable guy?
No.
Will you – can we – okay. Today's show is about role playing later?
Yeah.
Would you dress up as the cable guy again? Do you still have your outfit and come over and we could do like a role play?
I could probably dig up one old
That'd
outfit.
That'd be hot. I'd be like, yeah. Are you here to fix my cable?
I didn't install cable. I helped run like one of their local TV stations. But
whatever. Just cable. Yeah. Just play the cable guy and I'll play the damsel in distress.
I know how to hook it up though.
Okay.
All right.
Love it. Okay. Hey, Emily and Menace. I just had to comment on the head push. I can't believe anybody would do that. Get some new moves, dude. What I want to know is what you do if she gives bad head. How do you help her get better?
That's a classy way of saying it.
I didn't know. I was like bad oral
head.
Sex. And then I tried to make it classier, but I didn't have it in me just now.
No.
P.S. The podcast is awesome. Emily, you have the sexiest voice. Thanks, Terry.
You were talking about how wet you were yesterday. That's probably
I was. Why. I was. That's from Terry in Calgary. I was really wet yesterday because it was raining outside. Okay. Taryn Calgary. So, just so you know what we're talking about is the head push. We were talking about moves that suck that guys do that are – and I'm like, okay, the guy who, like, takes your head and pushes it down to his penis and is like, here's my hard cock. Did you not know? And I'm like, I knew your penis was hard and I knew I had the option, but don't push my head down because you're not going to get it that way. So he asks – what to do if she gives bad oral sex. So, Menace, I thought that you – well, this is what I say, and then I'm going to get to you in a minute because you're a dude with a penis. Yeah. Tell her what you like. Be more gentle. Tell her to be gentle or harder or softer. Tell her. Like, tell her when she's doing something right. Like, good, that felt amazing. Oh, my God, keep doing that. Rather than the negatives like, ouch, or your teeth or too much teeth. I mean, just be like – you know it feels good when you move a little softer. So you have to kind of give positive reinforcement rather than negative reinforcement, I think.
I was going to say go negative, but I wouldn't say like harsh negative. I would just be playful negative because you would make them want to work harder at it. I wouldn't say, oh, you know, you really suck at this. I would just say you could be a little bit better, you know? I would wait till the next session.
So you wouldn't even say anything during. What if it's bad though?
If it's bad, I would make them stop. And
you'd
then
be like,
I'll
you,
have
you
conversation
pull her
later.
Head up. From her hair? Would you pull her hair?
Probably, yeah. And then
you'd
I'll just
like,
ask.
Arr!
Yeah. Come here, whore.
Come here, you slore.
Slore, yes, I like it.
That's the
and
best
then,
word.
And then I'll just have sex with her. And then I'll have the conversation later. Like, yeah, you're really bad at giving fellatio.
Don't ever tell a woman she's bad at fellatio.
Why?
Because we don't want to hear the negative. Just be like,
you
aren't
know. Aren't you going to try
harder? No, I'm going to be like, what a dick.
Yeah,
who just said I was bad at sucking
guys
his dick?
That are dicks.
I'm like, you dick, I can't suck your dick. You
yeah,
dick. No.
You really suck at it. I mean, I can probably get one of my ex girlfriends to show you how to do it. I'm just kidding, to go that extreme.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just be playful about it. You know,
yeah,
you
be
don't
playful.
Want to be mean too mean.
Just, I think you should just be positive reinforcement. Like, or you could say like, God, that felt amazing that time you put my entire penis in your mouth. That felt great. Like if you're into like. Deep throating or whatever, and you like that.
I had this girl that was really bad at it, and I tried to.
What'd she do that was bad? I want to know. What made her bad?
Just,
teeth?
No, not teeth. It's just not. They try to be like too soft, you know? And there's like no friction.
Right. You need the friction.
You need the friction.
Do you like the hand?
The hand.
The hand with the mouth?
I mean, yeah, that works.
But you'd rather just have mouth?
No.
Okay.
Either way, I'm fine.
Right.
I'm just
no
saying,
balls.
But there needs to be friction.
Right.
Yeah, no balls necessary.
Okay.
Good to but know. There has, yeah.
But you
friction.
Would tell him that I'm going to bring over my ex and she'll show you.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
She was amazing. I'm sure she can break it down.
Was she?
What?
You're just saying.
I'm just saying.
Your ex wasn't amazing.
No, I ran into very few that are really bad at it.
Oh, really? That's good to know.
I think the word has gotten out there. There's been a lot of instructional videos.
We go to blowjob class here in San Francisco.
I mean, the blowjob is very – it's gone mainstream. Like, blowjob is, like, second base these days. You
I
know?
Know. It's true, right? Kids are learning at a very young age. But, like, I had to learn. Like, I had friends who had to show me, and then you just perfect
How did
the
they
art.
Show you? Tell me.
I remember, like – or maybe I was showing them. But, you know, like, on a carrot or a cucumber.
Are you serious?
Totally. Like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And, you sure they weren't taking
and
hands. Photos of
I've
you?
I've shown just... my friends recently because I've few friends who are super insecure and think they're not good at it. So I've been like showing them what to do. Like there's so many different things you can do with your hands. Like not just use your hand, but like twist your hand around. Like do the twist and play with your tongue. Like get your tongue in there.
You should let them
tip.
Let them give me a fellatio and then
cake.
I'll let you know if they're good or not.
Okay.
If you want to break
it
down like that.
Totally.
I mean it's just
That's
doing
so
the Lord's
nice,
work.
Menace.
Yeah.
That's so sweet of you. Like I feel like you're just – You're always giving back.
I know, really.
To humankind. And
I
yeah,
try.
I know. It's amazing. Okay. Hey, Emily, great shows. My girlfriend of about a year and I broke up 3 weeks ago. I felt like she was the one until she and I had the talk. She said she found someone else. She also said the strong feelings she once had for me were not there anymore.
What
I contacted
bitch.
Her. I contacted her twice. The first time to send, yes, flowers to her job. And last week, a heartfelt text telling her that no matter what, she still has a place in my universe.
P.S. You're a whore.
She called me the same day to thank me for the flowers and for sending her my thoughtful text. I was stunned. She said we could get together to catch up. I ended the call early, and she said, have a great evening and a great weekend, babe. Can an ex still be into me? Are these signs that she's still open to me? What does this all mean? I'm thinking of calling her back in about a month to see if she'd like to have some tea and scones with me, only for only an hour.
What?
I'd also use the taste touch technique you mentioned to brush off some scone crumbs off her lips to see her response. Then just say goodbye and see if she still cares for me. Thanks, Emily, for any kind words of wisdom or your insights could provide me. By the way, I definitely do love her. Keep up the great work. You're wonderful. Alex from San Francisco.
I think Alex has it. He has it down. He's not showing that he's overly eager, because she's the one that was saying that she was not interested, you know?
But I think she's not that into him.
Yeah, totally. But I'm just saying, if he – not to play games and being a realist, but if he shows too much attention and saying, you know, I still love you and blah, 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 she's like really going to blow him off. And I know if you want to hit it a couple more times – You gotta play it cool.
But I think you gotta start dating other people. Yeah. He said he's waiting a month. He said he's gonna contact her in a month and
make
see
sure
if
you're like hooking up.
Scones. Hook up with other people.
Yeah.
If you can start dating Alex in the meantime, because she said have a great evening and a great weekend, babe. Yeah. He thought, can an ex still be into me? Is this a sign that she's still open to me? What does this all mean? I think it just means she probably still loves you, like in a way, like French, like cares about you as a person. Mm-hmm. And she called you babe because she's used to calling you babe. But babe, I don't think she meant she's still into you, especially because she told you she wasn't into you. So I wouldn't read into these signs. We do this a lot. We're looking for signs. Oh, maybe he still likes me. But she told you point blank that she doesn't. So I'd spend the next month, rather than thinking about how you're going to call her in a month, which you still can do, and you can still have sex with her again. A lot of people do that. But I would just start dating and getting out there, even though you still love her very much.
Yeah.
I would say the fact that she told you she's not that into you, and the fact that she said babe, does not mean that she's into you still.
Yeah. People – I'm not saying she did, but sometimes people say things on accident. Like, I was dating this girl for about, 2.5 weeks, and I worked all night. I was working from like 3 a.m. and I got home at like 9 a.m. and I was on the phone and I was like mumbling and I can barely even talk to the girl that I was dating. And then I go, okay, all right, bye. I love you. See you later. And then she called right back. She's like, what did you say? Oh,
oh my God, you said I love you by
nothing.
Mistake.
Yeah. see you later. Because I was dating a girl for a long time before that. So
and you always would say I love you, mean it, bye.
Yeah.
Right.
No, not I love you, mean it. You always say that. I don't like that.
I love you, mean it.
You always say that.
I know, I love it.
But
love
it
you,
doesn't
mean
seem
it.
Like you
genuine.
Really do love
I know,
me.
Yeah. I know.
It seems all non-genuine when you say that. So you can say that to everybody else.
But I say I love you all the time.
Yeah, but don't say I love you mean
okay,
it to
I'll
me.
Just say I love you.
You can say it to everybody else.
Okay. That's funny that you did it by mistake. I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's probably
painful,
so excited.
And then she's like –
she called you back. I was like, what? What'd you say to me?
What'd you say? No, she was really cool. I really liked her a lot, but
– you worked too hard and couldn't see her.
No, she went off to go. You know, she was all about all this stuff that I mean, it's great that she does this and people do this, but she was off all about, you know, going to foreign countries and rebuilding schools and stuff like that. You know,
that's
not
so
me.
Not your thing.
That's
you're like, well, why would you ever leave the
I was
country?
Like, stay here in San Francisco and we can party and
exactly.
go to.
Did you try to get her to stay?
No. Oh,
okay.
I never.
That's cute.
I never, even though if I really, really love somebody, if they want to go do something, I'm not going
to
stop them.
Right. That's the kind of guys to date. I hate guys who try to, for their own, it's only when they make it only about them, when they're trying to change your behavior because it's how it affects them. Like, don't leave, don't travel, don't do whatever. I love the guy who's like, go, have fun, have a good life. Like, see you when you get back. That's the kind of guy I want to date. So, Emily, just started listening to your podcast and I find it very informative and fun to listen to. I'm 22, have been dating my current girl for almost 1.5 years now, but our sex life has struggled in the past 6 months. It wasn't until just a few days ago that she commented on how she hasn't felt sexual since before summer, just about 6 months ago. She doesn't know what happened or what caused it, but she's just lost her desire to have sex, something we used to have almost daily at the start of the relationship, like most people do. We still have sex at times, but I can tell she's always rushing me through it and rarely, if ever, takes initiative in starting anything. She even turns on offers for me to perform oral sex on her more often than not, something that used to be her favorite thing for me to do. Have you ever heard of something like this before? And is there something... is there an answer or something that she can do? She's very worried about losing me, and I must admit this is putting a big strain on our relationship. Thanks, Sean. Well, Sean, it sounds like she's got some low libido issues. I mean, if she's still into you and she's asking you, please don't let this put a strain on our relationship, I would say that either she's got some – she's taking medication right now. I'm telling you, medication, SSRI, she's on any antidepressants, any anti-anxiety pills, but – a lot of this medication, I mean, I can't tell you, blood pressure, all of them, they have an impact on your sex drive. And if she is taking – recently been taking – maybe she's not even telling you that she is, but she could be taking something and this would seriously hinder her sex drive. Because you've been together for a year and a half. Usually sex is still pretty good. I'd say it's about the two-year mark that it starts to take a dip.
Yeah, it used to be like 3 or 7. But
now it's about – yeah. I mean, so I would say if she still is like really into it but she's not – you know, the I would say that she should get checked up by a doctor. And then I would say that you should have a talk with her about it. Like, is it just that she's not turned on? Does she still masturbate? Maybe there's other stuff that she needs to do that would make her feel good.
Does she get fat?
Did she get fat? Yeah, is she fat? Well, she could have body image issues. There might be images that she's got body image issues. And a lot of women – that's a really good question, Menace.
If she got fat?
No, if she's gained weight. But, I wouldn't say fat.
I'm saying
but if
she's
gained weight, a lot of men, a lot of women, if they gain weight, they no longer want to have sex. It's like maybe she used to be an athlete and now she's not running anymore or whatever. A lot of women just don't feel sexual. So that could be another thing. Build her self-esteem up.
Yeah. And guys feel the same way too. Like when guys are out of shape, like some guys, definitely me. I feel
they don't
want
to have sex. They're like, oh,
yeah,
they feel like.
I'm like, ugh. Feel disgusting right now. I don't want to have sex.
Oh, you always look cute, Menace.
I try.
I know. Don't have.
I'm trying to get tan. I'm going to be tan and get tan this weekend. When
you are good.
Out of the concert.
And just so you know, we are going to have more cameras in here soon, so Menace will be. You'll be able to see Menace's cute face, cute tan face. Okay. Is it okay to date more than one girl at a time? I just don't want to hurt anyone. I met two girls online at the same time and have been on 3 dates with each of them. Haven't had sex with either. Trying to take it slow with both of them, and I like them for both different reasons. Thanks, Emily. Love the show. Jason. Totally. If you are not leading them on and doing anything wrong, there's nothing wrong with dating more than one girl at a time.
Yeah.
If you're telling one of them that you're committed but you're dating two more, I think that that's the whole thing with dating now and online dating is that you have a lot of options. Like it's not uncommon for someone to go out on 4 dates a week.
No, not at
Three
all.
3 dates a week?
And then
you're not doing
yeah.
anything wrong. Eventually, hopefully, you'll want to –
commit to at least one of them.
Yeah. But I don't think there's anything – everyone's doing it. Everyone's expecting that you're doing it. Until you have the talk, the dreaded talk in my book. No, but until you have the talk, like, are we committed? Are we seeing other people? It's fine. Date as many people as you want. This is the time to do it. Have fun.
Or you can go polyamory.
Or you can be in an open relationship, polyamorous, and date lots of people.
Yeah.
Which – is an option for many people.
I did. I had a whole Facebook battle the other day.
What?
About labeling relationships on Facebook. Because, you know, I look for things to, you know, get people engaged and just start conversations.
Right.
So I said, you know, you should label your relationship. If you're in one, just put it on Facebook. You know, you don't feel the same way. This is how I feel. And then actually two people that were in polyamory relationships commented. And one of them was like, oh, polyamory is not represented on here, so that's why I don't put anything. And I came back.
It is. Open relationship is an option.
Open relationship?
Facebook. Yeah, but not polyamory.
Yeah,
but
the label polyamory is not on there. So then they're like, that's why I don't put anything on. And I go, well, if you Google polyamory, it is it's a type of a relationship.
Right.
So I said, you should just have the general setting of in a relationship.
Right.
And then somebody else that is in polyamory agreed with me.
Yeah.
I had like – had over, I don't know, 30-plus comments of people just going back and forth. It was just the other day.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah. But it was – yeah, it was pretty –
oh, about changing
– pretty epic battle.
That is an epic battle.
Yeah.
And what do people think about the putting your status up online?
Oh, they agreed with me.
That you should?
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
I'm never doing it. Never doing it.
I'm just saying you're a very special case.
I'm a special case. I said,
you want to know what I really said?
I really want to know what you said.
Because it's pretty harsh.
To me? About me?
No, it wasn't about you.
Oh.
I was putting the general statement out there. I said, if you don't put your relationship status on Facebook, then you shouldn't be in a relationship, right?
Uh-huh.
And I go, and if your partner says it's not anybody's business, then you're an idiot, Right?
Right.
And then so many people agreed with me. But there was other special, you know, things that are like, well, they said in their culture it looked down upon if we're together, so that's why we don't list it.
Right.
And I said, that's perfectly fine if both people agree that,
yeah,
you know,
you have
that's the situation.
If I was dating a guy, right, I get
it. But it can't be one-sided. That's what I was explaining.
I understand that. Yeah. Like, if I was dating a guy and he was like, it's really important to me, I still wouldn't do it.
That's what I was talking about.
I'd be like, dude, sorry. It makes me want to cringe and delete my Facebook account if you're going to make me do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Dear Emily and Menace, since I have listened to your show, my eyes have been opened up to a whole new world of things.
Whole new world.
Your show is like a class, but with two super cool instructors. Love the sex talk, which is interesting and freaking hilarious. You two have great chemistry. But what I value most about your show is even through all the jokes and craziness, you're still helping people and the relationships of your listeners. What brings me to my point, I'm getting into my career and I'm ready to settle down. Not for marriage, just for a steady relationship. I have had many girlfriends before, but there's always one major problem. I drive them away with jealousy. I have a very serious jealousy problem.
Oh, no.
And I know I do. I just don't know how to fix it. I drove away my last girlfriend who I had bought an engagement ring for, and it had eaten me ever since because she was my ideal girlfriend. Any advice or tips would be greatly appreciated. Thanks and sincerely, Joe from Alabama. P.S. Go Giants!
Yeah. I'm actually wearing a Giants shirt right now.
Wearing a Giants t-shirt right now.
It's from a Twitter party, and it says – it has the at symbol and then says SF Giants, and then on the back it says follow me.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. That's cute, man.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, so anyway, Joe, I think that, God, first of all, congratulations to you. I just have to give you kudos for recognizing that you have an issue and wanting to work on it, because a lot of men are like, yeah, wouldn't look at the pattern of jealousy. They would just say, yeah, I always date these girls are all crazy bitches and they all cheat. That's what most guys would do, like
True.
Menace would say. But But I think it's amazing that you're looking at yourself and you want to get better at jealousy, because I think jealousy, the roots of jealousy are, they run really, really deep. And I don't know, Joe, where you grew up or where your upbringing was, but something or what happened to you, I would say maybe you had a girl cheat on you early on, or maybe you watched your dad cheat on your mom, or your mom cheated on your dad. Or you just have general mistrust issues. And I think that's something that goes deep. And even if you say you want to get over it, I would say talking to a therapist about it. Because, this is like – there are some people who are like crazy jealous. And it
destroys relationships.
It destroys them. And I've dated jealous guys and I'm just like, I can't handle it. Because I'm a terrible person to date if you have any instant jealousy. But this isn't about me. It is really frustrating for a woman, especially if you're not doing anything wrong. And I think a lot of parents, kids who have parents who are alcoholics, I've heard have the higher case of jealousy because there's a lot of mistrust that they, you know, their parents were kind of unavailable, or they'd say they do one thing and not do another. They weren't as reliable. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of like jealousy, mistrust issues. So it just runs really deep, and I would just take a deeper look at yourself. And if you could go see a counselor, a lot of times they have sliding scales, or through your work, they're through your health insurance, you go 3-5 times. But really get to the core heart of why you think you get jealous, because you know you've done this with so many women. And I think before you get into a relationship and you're ready to settle down, I would focus on this issue, because no matter who you're with, it's going to come up again if you don't deal with it. So.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a jealousy issue?
No jealousy issues.
You've had girls who get jealous with you.
Yeah, I do have that. But my philosophy on everything is jealousy is usually because you believe the person might cheat on you.
Right.
That's usually what the factor is. And my philosophy is if somebody's going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you. There's really nothing you can do about it.
Right.
And I believe even if you act even more jealous, that's even pushes them away. Not to make them go cheat on you, but just push them away just to go date other people.
Exactly.
You know? And so I just don't really – I don't worry about it. You know, if it happens, it happens. I mean, it sucks. I don't want it to happen.
Right.
But I do make the statement, like, if I'm ever cheated on, then that's it. There's like no talking about it, nothing, like, you know.
I just
Return your key, and
right,
I would like
exactly.
all my things and
all my things back ASAP.
And you have a nice life, and maybe we'll be cool down the line, but we'll never date again.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, I don't even know that he's ever been cheated on. He's just afraid of it. So it can a lot of times come from men's own insecurity. Mm-hmm. Joe, you could have just some deep you know, I don't know what's happened in your life, but I think that jealousy, some guys have it really strong. And I've dated guys and I like I said, and it's just like, I'm like, really? I was looking at the waiter funny. I was like ordering the chicken pot pie or whatever from the waiter. Like,
well, don't talk to the waiter too long. That's annoying.
Yeah, I know, but I do. I'm friendly. And he was like, you were making eyes at the waiter. And I'm like, this is when I was younger. I was dating this guy like when I was a teenager. And he was like, you were making eyes at the waiter.
Probably were.
I wasn't. That's what was so crazy. And then throughout our relationship, he was constantly jealous and had nothing to do with me because I was not. Now I could see that.
And then he went back and dated the waiter just because.
No, I've never.
For fun.
I haven't dated a waiter in years. Okay, this is funny. Have you ever heard about the book Cooking with Cum? C-U-M.
No. Tell me about it.
I'm just going to say, I would say like ejaculate or whatever, but I'm just going to say cum because that's the name of the book, Cooking with Cum. I got an email about this and wasn't some, this is from Jeff. He says, he's a premium member. He says, I got an email about this. I was in total shock that this book exists. Are there really people out there doing this? I'm new to your show and haven't heard you talk about swallowing and whether you just do it or not. And do you like it? My wife swallows, but I'm sure she just does it to please me. How do I get her to really like it and be into it rather than just going through the motions? Oh, and I hear a lot about doing oral sex on the female. What about some tips for the woman doing oral on a man? Love the podcast. I fly overseas 20 days a month and love listening to it. Commander Jeff, Homestead, Florida, premium member. So yes, there's actually a book called Natural Harvest, a collection of semen-based recipes.
What?
It's by Fatih, Phtenhauer, Fettenhauer. The book hopes to change the fact that semen is neglected in food. Book argues that semen gives food an interesting twist once you get over the hesitation. And we do. Okay, yeah. I'm not buying that book anytime soon.
I just texted my friend right now to let him know.
To let him know what? That this book exists?
I was like, dude, you got to look this up. We're talking about cooking with cum. You would
hilarious.
Love this show right now. Not that he's into that. Oh, I should text my gay friend about that. I'm sure he would love it. So is it for reals, like recipes? Like they were
for
able
real.
To make a whole
like
book
for real,
out of-
right? Aaron, were you looking it up or someone was? But there was no. There's like a real recipe book. Like, it's not
what
my
do you
thing.
Mean? But if it's cooked, if it's actually cooked, there's not going to be any remnants.
Would you like
in there.
That if I was like, honey, I made a banana bread with your semen?
F no.
Right.
I mean, you can eat it, but not me.
It has chocolate chips in it too.
No,
your favorite.
I don't care.
Just a little semen. So I can't see why. I know that we did actually, to be honest, Commander Jeff, you might have missed this show. It was a few weeks ago. We did a show on ejaculation etiquette, and we talked a lot about like making your semen taste better. There are certain foods you can eat. I'm hoping that before I cook with Menace's semen, that he'll make it taste better. I'm going to cook with your semen.
Okay.
And but also we do give a lot of tips on a woman, but we have given tips on oral sex on the man.
You make cum ice cubes.
Oh,
right.
I don't know. I would not want that. I wouldn't want that.
I wonder if that's in there.
Cum ice cubes. That's not. You don't need a recipe. You're
I like, know, but
it's like how you make. You know what I love? Jello shots.
I was just thinking that too.
Do you like Jello shots? Can we make them for the concert we go to?
Yeah. Don't mind the white stuff in the middle. Of
in
the
middle. Okay. No, I don't want your cummy Jello shots, but I want Jello shots for our concert that we go to. And oh my god, we'll drink them in the car. I'll bring a freezer. I have a little fruit freezer pack.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was so fun. I'll make them. I know how. I learned how. That's the only thing I know how to make. Okay. And he wants tips on what are some sex tips for doing aura on a man. We have talked about that a little bit recently. I think that we – didn't we talk about that recently on the show about how to go down on a man? I think we always talk about that. But I think that the good tips are to we do it. Was that an earthquake?
No, no one else. Sorry, everybody. We're in
what
San Francisco,
happened? I thought
so
there was
anytime,
an earthquake.
Anytime the room shakes, like, we get nervous.
Wouldn't it be crazy if we were on the air and there was an earthquake? I think that women have to be into it. Like, I think just like a man, when you said that you're not sure that your wife is – you said she swallows and you're not sure if she likes it. I think that's a big thing for men that they're like, I don't think she's liking it. I don't think she's into it. So when a woman is performing oral sex, I think it's really important to be into it. And if you're not into it, don't do it. Don't waste anyone's time. Don't be like, I'm looking at my watch, but like get into it. And a lot of women, we talked about this on the show yesterday, actually this is going to be on Friday's show with Nikki and Nikki Goldstein, who goes to sex school with me. She was saying that she loves performing oral sex on a man and it totally turns her on. So I think that one of the big tips for women is just to be enthusiastic and to be into it. Another one is technique, you know, like use your hand, use your mouth. Lots and lots of saliva is really, really important. Watch the teeth. What are some other basic tips? Menace.
Remember, we were talking about earlier on the show, it's just, you know, add friction. You know,
right.
Don't totally like a freaking vacuum, but make sure, you know, there is some friction in when you are performing it.
Right. Friction's really important.
Too soft is really bad.
Too soft. But some guys, can I be honest, some guys like it soft. I have some guys who I do my normal thing that's not soft as harder. It's more harder. And I've had guys been like softer. So
I'm trying to – did you actually pull any recipes or anything?
It's called cookingwithcum.com.
I know.
Okay.
I'm on it right now. I'm trying to see if there's a recipe so we
can
talk about it.
Well, there must be. Okay.
Yeah.
Find it.
I'm looking
at it. And
then
we're
going
to get into our sex tips right now.
Okay. This is – says arrival in new book, cooking with cum.
Do you really want me to make jello shots for our concert?
Yeah, totally.
With what?
It's
with what?
Effing
vodka?
Springfield.
With vodka in them?
Yeah, or, you know, I
or
like tequila.
Tequila. Okay, I'm going to do it, Menace, for you.
Do it.
Although my freezer doesn't make ice cube.
It just says, I don't know. I wish you guys would have pulled at least one recipe. Sorry.
We'll do that next week when we come back.
Oh, wait. It looks natural, like a delicious meal. Not
oh
that
God.
I would have it, but
it looks like a tart, like a
It looks like from a high-end restaurant. Everybody,
oh
we're
God.
On cookingwithcum.com right now and there's a photo of a dessert dish.
Semenbook.gmail. It looks like a little souffle. What's it called? Like a
something that you would see at a 4-star restaurant.
What's it called? A flan. It looks like a flan. But you zooming in on the flan, on the cum flan. Yeah, I wouldn't want that. Please don't make me.
You wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't know.
What about if some guy was serving you cum flan?
Cum
and
flan.
You found out.
Flanacuma.
Flanacuma.
And then I found out after.
Yeah.
I'd be upset. Don't force food down me. What if I'm don't force your semen down my throat.
But did you know that semen has a lot of vitamins
yes,
and minerals?
It's good for you, but for you can also take a vitamin.
That's for your health.
I don't want any man forcing his cum on me in any way, shape, or form. So, okay, today's topic.
Good luck finding a husband then.
No, I have no issues with cum. I just don't want it to be forced upon me.
I wonder,
in the flan.
Feedback at sexwithemily.com. Can you count how many times we said cum in the past
a
five
lot.
Minutes?
A lot. Email us. Okay. Today we're talking about role playing.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to get into
I
that.
I thought all you ladies were going to dress up for me.
We were going to. And
it's
then
messed up.
It was raining and
excuses
it was late.
All the time.
I'm gonna dress up
it's
again
cool.
next time we
I
do
wasn't
it.
Really expecting for you guys to dress up.
We were.
It's cool. What were you going to dress up as?
I have a schoolgirl uniform that's super hot. I know that's cheesy, but it's really sexy. It's got.
I really was gonna wear it
today.
There's like outside this room. We're at Stitcher.com, by the way. We should have mentioned that.
Yes, mention that.
We're at their offices. Stitcher.com. It's an app that you download for your mobile phone, smartphone, and you can stream the show. And if you're Friends with Benefits member, you just type in your password one time, and you can listen to the show on the go.
Anytime. Yeah.
Anyways, so we're in their studio. A studio has windows, and you look outside the studio, there's about two girls and about 20 guys.
Right.
All sitting at desks.
I know.
So you're really going to walk in here.
Do you think they listen to the show, these dudes? I don't know.
These guys? I think so.
Yeah? Okay.
I mean,
I'm just curious.
They know who we are? Yeah,
okay.
But we come into
come
their, office, their office every
and
day.
And eat their food.
You eat their food.
I know.
I never eat their food.
I know. I'm sorry. Eat their food. Okay. So, but role-playing. So you're saying if I came in a schoolgirl uniform, that would have been kind of –
I would have thought that was funny.
I should have. I will, and I will do it again. We'll do another role play. We talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's. I have this little plaid skirt that's really cute that I actually made. I got it like at the secondhand store, and I cut it, and I put a thing on it, and I've got these little white tights and little white knee highs, and
yeah,
it's sexy and like.
Have
a white
you had
shirt.
Sex with it on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go?
It was good. It was good. I actually,
is
yeah.
Is there any stains on it?
No stains. I washed it. It was a long time ago with this guy that I was dating that had this. He's like, I love the schoolgirl thing. I'm like, I've got something. And I put it on. It was super fun.
Cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay. So how do you ease into role play? If you've been thinking, I want to role play, I want to spice up my relationship, how do you ease into it? Gently bring up new ways to spice up your life. So spice up your sex life. So like subtle hints a guy could give would be like, you'd look so sexy in something like that. If you were out shopping, you'd be like, that would be really hot on you. First of all, I love when guys are like, that would be hot on you. Or I want to buy that. Whatever, if you want to buy it from me or you just think it would be hot. I'm not jealous. I'm not whatever. Even if a woman's wearing something you think that's hot, I want to dress. I mean, I usually dress for me, like for what – so I feel sexy because I feel like if I feel sexy, then you're going to think I'm sexy. But to find out what your partner finds attractive is a big part of it, to be like, oh, I find that's attractive. So like if, like you could say like you'd look great in something like that if you pass a lingerie store or something like that, lingerie or a sex store. Or I'd like to put those cuffs on you tonight. Like if you see cuffs in a store, you go to a sex toy store. Go to a – they have tons of costumes in sex toy stores often, or you can just go to a Halloween store, costume store. We have tons of them in San Francisco because people are wearing costumes all the time.
I like the hot cop.
Oh, do you?
But
That's
I don't want them putting handcuffs on me or anything.
I know. You're afraid they're going to steal your wallet. We won't put handcuffs on you. But the hot cop is really hot, like those glasses, and she's wearing her shirt like buttoned down to here, and she's like,
hey,
giving you a ticket. cracking a joke about what a weird request you have or how silly you feel or even thinking of such a thing is a great way to make your girlfriend feel comfortable about a situation she might feel uneasy about. So then talking about if a guy's bringing it up. Make it fair. The last thing you want to do is show up at a door with a blonde wig and a cheerleading outfit for her and nothing for you. Encourage her to live out a few of her own role-playing fantasies by going to sex shops together, picking out something for you. That way you'll make her feel like it's a plan. So you guys, again, it's like about going in it together. It's about being in the right state of mind, too. If you're going to role play, you have to be in the right state of mind. It's really hard to get to the mental place when you think – if you think someone's going to be laughing or judging you, if you make it serious – if you take the situation seriously and show her some respect, she will do the same thing for you. So, like, you want to play and it's funny, but you also kind of got to do a little, like, we're going to get into the role here. Like, I'm writing you a ticket.
Yeah.
Looking bad.
Okay. So what would you want a guy dressed up as?
I don't know. I don't really know.
You don't know at all?
What a guy is dressed up. I think that it's more for the woman dresses up more, but if the guy is dressed up like something, he has bondage equipment and he could tie me up, that'd be really hot. Maybe he's a cop and he's got a rope around his waist. Do they have ropes?
That's a cowboy. A cowboy has a rope.
Maybe he's a cowboy. And he has a rope.
You want a guy that's dressed up as a cowboy?
Yep.
Would you be into that?
Yeah.
Would he have to
if
wear
it was Halloween?
I think
role playing is a lot women. But role playing isn't just the costumes. It's about like a scenario, like creating a sexy scenario. And again, people laugh about this, but I can't tell you how many couples I know have been together a long time and they did the whole go to a bar and pretend that you're strangers and you've never met. I know you laugh at that, but I have friends who've really done that. They've been together, 5, 10 years, and they go to a bar and they pick each other up again. Like, that's role playing. Like, that's like fun. Like, let's meet and let's like rent a hotel room in this hotel and let's meet. And it's like you create – because what happens with relationships, and the reason why I'm talking about this is because you do get stuck in your routine. You are doing the same thing over and over again. So to say like, let's have a night, even if it's awkward. So what if it's awkward and you laugh at each other and you giggle and you're trying to do some kind of scenario where he's given you a parking ticket or you've been bad and he spanks you. You've been a bad schoolgirl and he's dressed like the professor and he spanks you. And you laugh at that. Men is laughing at that, maybe.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. But it can be really hot if you like get out of the mindset of like this is so crazy and weird. It can be a really hot thing to do with your partner.
Yeah, already can play World of Warcraft. You don't know what that is.
You could play strip World of Warcraft. No.
No,
I don't know what it is.
World of Warcraft is an online role playing game. It's like one of the biggest ones in the world.
I've heard of it. Lies. I have heard of it. I just never played it.
Yeah.
Shock. Okay, what?
No.
You have a question?
I was just going to say, if you're with your lady and you're really into World of Warcraft, be in one room.
Can you dress up like the World of Warcraft players?
Yeah, if you really want to. I've seen
people. That'd be hot.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You can
play
the real World of Warcraft in your house and you're dressed up as your World of Warcraft avatar. That would be dope.
What's the avatar like? Is it like silvery?
No. You can be all kinds of things.
I want to be a hot, sexy avatar.
Yeah. You can be like a troll if you wanted to.
I don't want
to
be a troll avatar. That's not hot and sexy, even though I am short.
You could be a sexy troll girl.
Not hot.
You know how many guys would be into that?
Sexy troll?
Sexy troll
girl. I'm already short. It wouldn't be good for me. It wouldn't be good for my image.
From World of Warcraft. That would be amazing.
Better than the Hamburglar?
Ooh, the Hamburglar is hard
to talk. Menace wanted me to dress like the Hamburglar.
And I'd rather be Wendy from Wendy's and you almost freaked out.
I didn't want to be Wendy from Wendy's because I actually...
Yeah, you were tormented as a child.
I didn't want to wear a red wig and the braids. But I could do the checkered dress that she wears.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's some of the benefits of role-playing. It gives you and your partner the chance to open up to each other. It challenges you to communicate your feelings. You may even reveal your deepest secrets and fantasies. You might be surprised to know your own actions or your partner's during role-play. You might be surprised at your own actions or your partner's. Either of you may discover an unknown turn-on. Maybe you really enjoy being dominated. Or maybe she got hot from calling you officer. Officer, I swear. I got pulled over by an officer once.
I like hot Indians, too. The hot Indians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Native
the chicks
American,
who dress
sorry.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's okay.
Pocahontas.
Right. You can say it, whatever. San Francisco, we have to be so PC. Careful. I think the Indians
with the
feathers. I
don't want to offend our Native American
listeners.
We don't
want to offend your name, exactly. But I think that that is super hot. So that's some of the benefits. I'll tell my cop story another day. Setting a date, agree on a scenario when you both agree that you're going to do it. And here's some common beginner scenarios to get you started. Stripper, customer. A lot of women and men are into that. Like, here's, you know, stick, you know, give her $100 or whatever. Hooker and John play the suave, rich John hiring a high-class escort for the evening. Leave money on the dresser. Let her do all the work. Porn star / director. Be a porn director filming his favorite actors pleasuring herself. Give her very precise directions and make sure she has a real orgasm. Viewers can always tell when it's fake. Older man, younger woman. Play an older, experienced man teaching a shy young woman the art of sex. Be a firm guide and teach her everything you know. Employee boss. That's another good scenario. Mm-hmm. Be the stern boss and teach your employer a lesson in leadership. Sexual tensions run high at the office and will come to a head for the two of you. Patient doctor. That's a big one. The nurse.
Playing doctor.
Play the doctor that gets seduced by his lascivious patient or the flustered sex therapist unsuccessfully trying to cure a nymphomaniac. Then there's teacher student, cop thief, nymphomaniac, cop thief, teacher student. Go as far as you want to. If you feel as though the scenarios don't feel right, try switching roles. You may feel more comfortable in the submissive roles. You never know. Okay, tomorrow's show, I'm going to give you successful tips for online dating, and my interns will be talking about their experiences online dating. Real live intern dates over the weekend that they're going to share. Hilariousness will ensue, I promise.
It's pretty good. I remember I called you after the show because we already pre-recorded it because you're going to be out of town.
Right.
And I called you that day.
Yeah.
And I was like saying how good it was.
And it was really good. Like Menace never calls and just says things are good. In fact, he says things are bad usually. But he called to say it was a really good show tomorrow, so you don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. And thanks, everyone, for becoming a Friends with Benefits member. We so appreciate it, and we appreciate you. So thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.